بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. This new chapter is an extremely important chapter with regards to maintaining unity among Muslims and family members. Hazrat Mufti Sahab was explaining the two du'as he makes when he comes for salah. Among the other du'as, the one du'a is, O Allah, guide me to the best type of character, the best akhlaq, and turn away from me evil character. My conduct with my fellow Muslim brothers must be excellent. And the other du'a he makes, which he said is actually one of the themes of a Muslim and the themes now that we should try and promote, is unity among Muslims, uniting the hearts. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina wa aslih dhata baynina. If we got some problem, then Allah allow us to amicably resolve those problems among ourselves. So this chapter now will open our eyes a bit with regards to this aspect of unity among ourselves. This chapter is warning against tahajub, tashahun, and tadabur. Three words are used here. More words will come. We'll explain it as we go along. An Anas radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la taqata'u. Anas radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, do not cut off relations with your fellow Muslim brother, more so with your family members. Wala tadabaru. Do not turn your backs away from each other. Now you got a problem with someone. When you see him in a shopping center, in public, in a masjid, then you just turn away from him. You don't make salam to him. Times that you are upset with him. So don't do that. وَلَا تَبَاغَضُوا. Do not hate one another. Don't harbor that rancor, malice, hatred in your heart. That when you see someone, you just flare up in an anger for him. وَلَا تَحَاسَدُوا. Do not become jealous of each other. Each one is a topic on its own. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used the word bughd and hasad. And the scale of the verb means it mustn't be mutual. You mustn't hate one another. All this is for, obviously, reasons that are not pertaining to deen and the shariat. When it pertains to deen, al-hubbu fillah wal-bughd fillah. Loving for the sake of Allah, hating for the sake of Allah. Cutting off relations for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this was found in the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They did something against the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the teachings of Islam. For example, they said, I'll never speak to you again. That is because of the jazba of deen. So that is different. This is for now worldly reasons, business matters, something that could have been resolved. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Dabba ilaykum da'ul umami min qablikum. The disease of the previous nations have crept into you. Al-hasad wal-baghda, this jealousy and this hatred for one another. Now jealousy is very, very dangerous. Hatred we understand. Jealousy, Quran and Majid emphasizes, min sharri hasidin idha hasad, right in the end of the Quran. O Allah, I seek your protection from the evil of the jealous one when he becomes jealous. This jealousy can lead to a person killing and doing sihar also. And what and what a person does when he is jealous and he is burning in himself. And that burn is actually affecting his iman. This hasad and baghda, it affects the person's iman. It damages his iman. The hadith says, just like fire eats wood, then this jealousy, it devours a person's iman. And just as a razor shaves off hair, then this hatred, it shaves off the iman or the deen of a person. It damages his iman, it damages his deen. Quran al-Majeed says, أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَىٰ مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. Are they jealous of people? Over what? Over what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with his grace. So when a person is jealous, he's not challenging the person, he's challenging Allah's decree. He's saying, Allah, I object to you giving this person this favor. Hasad, the translation or the definition of hasad is, you wish for someone's favor to be taken away, not a desire to acquire the same thing. The desire to acquire the same favor without the person losing the favor is not called hasad. That is something that is good, praiseworthy. Hasad is where you can't bear to see someone enjoying a certain favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our elders, they say, see, Allah ta'ala, he doesn't need to make mashura with anybody, and Allah ta'ala can do يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. He can choose what he wants, he can create what he wants. يَزِيدُ فِي خَلْقِ مَا يَشَاءُ. He can increase in his creation what he wants. If Allah Pak wants to give someone beauty, Allah wants to give someone a good voice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to bless someone with certain favors, then it is not our choice to become upset, and it is not in keeping with being a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we become upset with Allah ta'ala's decree. So submission is required. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ. Become Allah's servant. Become humble. Accept and understand Allah ta'ala is in control. Have your sight on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the sake of Allah, the teachings of Islam, give up these wrongs. Don't become jealous. Patch up with your Muslim brother and more so with your family member. إِخْوَانًا. And be brothers. This was the desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you must become brothers. Now imagine, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disliked this disunity among Muslims. So many ahadith, verses of Quran and Majid also. وَأَصْلِحُوا إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. Muslims are brothers. So we should reconcile between this brotherhood and when there's any problem. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is shown a'mal on Monday and Thursday, and our a'mal are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. But the hadith says that those people that have some problem and they never resolve it, then the a'mal is suspended, not accepted. Now imagine a person goes in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for Umrah with all this in his heart, with this hatred, with this malice, with this rancor. He goes in front of the Hajr-e-Aswad, ulama say his heart is stamped. Hajr-e-Aswad stamps the heart. Now he goes in front, he goes for Umrah, he goes for Hajj, and he got this in his heart, his malice and rancor. He has to resolve all these things. So become ibadallah, abdan shakura, afala akunu abdan shakura. Shouldn't I be a grateful slave? Become brothers. Wala yahilu li muslimin, and not permissible for a Muslim to leave out speaking with his Muslim brother for 3 days. So at least a person should make salam. Within the 3 days, his anger should subside, he should reconcile, solve his problem, and he should make salam. Even if it's by a message, then he should make salam. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding.